Billy Bunter and the Blue Mauritius by Frank Richards. Performed by Martin Jarvis.
Buck up, Bunter.
Put it on, old fat man.
Shan't!
It sounded as if Billy Bunter was peeved. And in fact, he was. Bunter was tired, and when William George Bunter was tired, peevishness was wont to supervene. Six Grey Friars Juniors were tramping along the towpath by the Sark. Shadows were lengthening in the woods along the river. There was none too much time for Harry Wharton and co. to reach Greyfriars if they were to arrive at the school in time for calling over. Nobody wanted to be late for roll and face Mr. Quelch's gimlet eye in his study afterwards. Five fellows were prepared to put their best foot foremost. One was not. Billy Bunter generally modelled his pace upon that of the tortoise. Now he seemed to have modelled it upon that of a very old, very frail, and very tired tortoise. Bunter had already walked half a mile. Half a mile, after a picnic up the river, was enough for Bunter. It was yet another mile to Greyfriars by the towpath. It was no wonder that the fat owl of the remove was peeved. At a point where a leafy footpath led up through the woods from the river, he halted, and the urgings of the famous five passed him by like the idle wind which he regarded not.
"We shall be late for roll if we hang about, Bunter," said Frank Nugent, mildly. "Beast!
Sure, what the thump did you come for if you're too jolly lazy to walk home?" snorted Johnny Bull.
"Well, if that's what you call civil, Bull, asking a fellow to a picnic."
"There's too much of the picnic inside, Bunter, for him to put on speed," said Bob Cherry thoughtfully.